Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
200 cataract patients will benefit from free surgeries under the Chinese government's Bright Journey Medical Mission to Jamaica. Today we speak with a few patients who have already benefited. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Can you imagine not being able to see for years, and after one surgical procedure your vision is restored? Imagine the feeling of joy when you finally get a chance to clearly see your loved ones and even your surroundings. This is the experience for some 25 Jamaicans who benefited from free cataract surgeries as part of a Chinese medical mission to Jamaica.
Most of them had significant reduction in their vision. They couldn't see colors. And one day after surgery, now they're able to see clearly. They can count, you know, they're able to function better in their homes and in the workplace.
Senior medical officer at the Kingston Public Hospital, Dr. Natalie Wiley. Ultimately, 200 cataract patients will benefit from free surgical care as part of the medical mission. The 18-member team of the Bright Journey Medical Mission, which includes 6 medical doctors and 2 nurses, is in Jamaica from May 18 to 28 to conduct cataract surgery clinical activities. Cataract patients who have already benefited from surgical procedures shared their moments of joy with us. Carol Godfrey from Corville Gardens in Kingston has high praises for the medical team that contributed to his sight being restored after 3 months of blindness.
I'm not going to lie, the doctor them really do a good job, you know, because I couldn't see none at all. I believe you me, this morning I get up and pray to God and say, boy, bless them doctor and bless everything. If you know so why I could have really see this morning, because I needed 2-3 months now, I can't see none at all. You look here near the person, I couldn't see none at all, I can't see none at all. I give thanks and praise, you know, they really do a good job, trust me, because it's the worst thing for a person blind.
Another resident, Sonia Malcolm of Denham Town in Kingston, was unable to see from one of her eyes for approximately 3 years.
Can't see nothing at all with one of the eye. And she never have the money. Me never have the money to buy nothing and so. So me just have to just continue to come to clinic until them recommend me. And from the sister recommend me, I just go on. So, you know, I hope them come back again, and many people need help. You understand? Many people can't afford, we don't have the money. So many people need the help.
Resident of Orange Street in Kingston, Glenneth Hall, also benefited from the surgical procedure. As he now shares, he was unable to see for over a year prior to his surgery.
I could not see cataract in the eye, and it getting worse and worse. I couldn't see at all. You stand up before me now, it's younger, shadow could see. It's a good thing I have a nice wife, could I look after my meal, for I don't know what I'm eating. And I was so afraid of it, don't know where I'm going. I think it's sometime last month I licked out one of my toenails, just because I couldn't see.
Thanks to the surgical procedures carried out by the medical team from the People's Republic of China, Mr. Hall's vision has been restored.
For many years I couldn't see the light, and I can't see it coming like it's a million. I don't know what to compare it coming like to me right now. I'm feeling so proud, so nice. And I thank these Chinese people. I'm 1,000,000% happy. I feel proud, I feel good. Thanks the government, thanks the Chinese people.
Cataract patient Glenneth Hall. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right!
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love,
nurturing our children. Labor Day, May 25th.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.